Dollar Nation. So good to be with you, kind of, I think. It was kind
sort of
an odd day.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Of course, we're talking about the so-called inauguration, or installment is probably a better word, the installment, the installation.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly wasn't an election.
No.
It certainly wasn't a true inauguration. It wasn't constitutional. Wasn't lawful at all. My brother-in-law sends me a little meme. These memes are so, they're so stupid, but they are so powerful because the way the mind control works in media, the way they keep telling you things over and over again, you got to have something to just kind of like break your concentration. Okay, here's what my uncle sent me, or my brother-in-law. Remember in The Lion King when Scar cheated to win the title as king, and then the Pride Land was overrun with hyenas, and all the lions lost everything they had built and maintained? Oh, just asking, no reason. Just asking, no reason. So my little 2 year old, I put her to bed last night. She wanted me. It's so pathetic, with those sad eyes. Daddy, lay down, daddy. You know, she wants me to lay down with her to go to bed, and mm-hmm. and please. And oh my gosh! So my heart's wrenched. So of course,
she said, "Hell no."
I laid down by her once. I mean, then she kept on about it once for a little while. Anyway, the reason I bring her up, because one of her favorite words, Kate, do you like this? Do you like this? Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
And that's my new favorite word. Ladies and gentlemen, please learn, remember, get fluent in that word. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please wear this mask, sir, to come in? Nope. Will you please? Nope. Just remember my little 2 year old. Nope. I won't. Because that's the link and that is the control when we acquiesce to their demands. And they're illegitimate. They're unreasonable, illogical, stupid demands. That's how they use lies to run the truth out of us. Okay? There you go. Learn from my 2 year old. Nope.
I got it.
She's good at it too.
Yeah.
Way too good at it. You guys can learn. You need lessons. America needs lessons from my 2 year old. Our first guest today, we Pastor Wright's coming on later. America's pastor to kind of talk us off the ledge among other things, but, we'll talk about a variety of things with him. One of our favorite Canadian, you have
by far.
Have you put him ahead of Wayne Gretzky now?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, Wayne Elliott, of course, is here. He's a first-class businessman up there in Canada and in America. Mm-hmm. And he's a unbelievable health advocate, has been an advocate for your heart, your health, your vibrancy, the Strauss line for a long time. We're happy to have him. As always, Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. I just got one question. When you had the other Wayne on, used to be your favorite Wayne Canadian, did you get him worked up first?
You talk about Wayne Gretzky. We've never had Wayne Gretzky on. We're talking about Wayne Gretzky.
He's not as cool as you. He won't come on.
Yeah, we didn't ask him, actually.
No, I asked him. He wouldn't come on.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, how are you this morning? Tell us a little bit about how you're doing besides being worked up.
Well, you know, I'm with you, Daniel. This is it sure is an odd feeling day. And I just watched up until the show started, watched the inauguration, and, you know, I'm amazed. Last night, I turned on the news because I wanted to see what garbage they were shoveling yesterday, and, God, there was two politicians, and one expert at something or other was on the news and said that now they have to reprogram the Trump followers, the Republicans. Republicans need to be reprogrammed. Now,
wow.
These same people that I've never been a party member for any one party personally in Canada or anywhere else, but these people, many of them, including Hillary Clinton and others, high-ranking Democrats, called Trump supporters everything from the deplorables to degenerates to ne'er-do-wells, all kinds of things. And I'm sitting here wondering, how intelligent is that when you're talking about at least half the voters, the people that voted in America. I mean, where's the smartness in that? They say they want unity. President Biden went on ad nauseum about unity for 10 minutes, and yet they've created more divisiveness, talks about peace, and look at all those riots, violent, destructive riots that went on all summer and fall. They wouldn't do anything about. And talking about manufactured facts, holy mackerel.
Well, that one of the things you said was, as you watched it, first question before I get to that, how many people are there? Are there a lot of people there?
No. No, there were some in the stands behind him. You know what I thought was interesting, too? And I'll bet this is a setup. I could be wrong. But there was a Chinese gentleman standing right behind President Biden while the rest of the ceremonies was going on, Lady Gaga singing and all the rest of it. But what I noticed was when the father got up to say a prayer, the Chinese man was the only one that didn't close his eyes. Because as far as I know, I think they're against religion isn't permitted in China. And wow. I'll bet that guy was a shill put there to show how Biden wants to bring all races and colors and peoples together. Well, I'll bet he was a shill.
Somebody
should have told him, close your eyes.
He might have been security.
He
might have been Chinese security because, he works for China. Wayne, you and I are good friends. You're about the best friend we have on this show. We adore you. But, Wayne, if you keep saying President Biden, I'm going to have to cut you off. He is not the president. He was not elected. I will never say that. Never, ever. He will never be any kind of president to this country because he was not elected, ladies and gentlemen. I will not give in to that lie anyway. So...
I was kind of choking on the words, Daniel, because my personal belief, and this, who knows, and we'll never know, I suppose, but my personal belief watching this from the day the 80 million ballots were announced that were being mailed out in bundles, from that day on, this has not been smelled right. And my guess at this point, when you see that... God bless Joe Biden, but I don't think he's once the man he was. He's got a lackluster half-century career in the Senate, apparently. My belief is President Trump probably won by 20 or 30 million votes. That's what
probably.
I honestly believe. I just can't see it otherwise. Not everyone's asleep watching CNN and believing every word from those wannabe failed actors and actresses that call themselves reporters now. Unless you believe every word of, excuse this expression, but verbal diarrhea out of their mouth, I don't know how this adds up for anybody. But I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Never thought of myself that way. My dad always voted for the candidate, which I've always done here in Canada. But what I'm saddest about was, or is the headway President Trump had made in the world and in the United States in many different areas, from peace treaties signed in the Middle East to what he's done for the armed forces vets. I mean, the jobs, the list goes on and on. And that, to me, is the sad part. It doesn't really matter who's in the seat of the leader as long as they're doing a great job. And I'm just afraid the figures are going to show now. A steady decline. Americans, you will spend your share of money. There's no doubt. Biden's promised $1.9 trillion.
He's promised more than that. He's promised at the very beginning, right off the bat, 100 days of a mask, probably 100 days lockdown. He's promised to kill the Keystone Pipeline. Boom, just like that. America was getting energy independence was revved. That comes through Canada also. That goes right through Canada.
Canada. It's our oil. So that was bad news for Canadians, too. So you know what's going to happen now, Daniel? The oil from Canada that we don't use is going to go out to the coast to go to China. And America, United States of America, is going to have to replace this oil somewhere else. Who knows where? Probably not China, but they've got to replace the Canadian oil from somewhere.
At a higher price.
I just don't get it. Was it, you know, here's how I'm starting to feel about the things that President Biden has said leading up to all this, all the things he's going to do. And the first thing he said was, I'm going to get a big stack of executive orders undoing everything President Trump did.
Yeah, now, that's what he said.
That should not be the incentive for him signing orders to Daniel, not if he's doing the job. I don't know why people don't see this. There's something, and he's going to tear down the wall. Now, holy mackerel, the facts are, crime in El Paso, Texas, has gone down 70% since President Trump started construction of the wall and beefed up border security. And there's been 80% less trouble with these caravans and immigrants trying to get into the United States. The Border Service has had 80% less trouble. And all Trump ever wanted to do, you know, don't come here unless you're legal. You can't be skirting across the border under the radar. Come in legally. He didn't say, don't come in. You know, so I just don't get it, Daniel. And every promise, every mandate that Joe Biden said is truly impossible. Well, if it's not impossible, it's impractical and too expensive or can't be done, like sending professional health care workers out with police on all calls. Where are these people going to come from? Who's going to pay them? And why would they leave the leather chair to go deal with crackheads? That's number one. Number two mandate, end racism. It's a noble idea. It's a noble idea. But I'm just not sure how you do that, you know, in
well, they're going to try. It looks like they're going to try, Wayne. Yeah, they're going
to
try.
Let me tell you, the man is not going to end COVID. The seven vaccines, all of them still not approved yet, some real trouble with a couple of them so far. They don't even claim to prevent you from getting COVID, Daniel. None of them claim, nor do they say it's to prevent COVID. These vaccines are to make, if you get infected, the vaccines are to make the symptoms less harsh. Well, now here's the topper.
Wow.
Here's the topper. They don't know about any side effects because they didn't have a chance to test them long enough. So the only side effect that came, which was obvious to start with, is that many people will get the flu-like symptoms. Well, no kidding. it should be expected. But they've said right off the bat, but the symptoms aren't severe and you'll be over it in a day and a half or two. Okay. Fair enough. But last night I thought was the topper. First, people with allergies are dying. And so now they've said, if you've got allergies, the vax isn't for you. The only reason they knew about the allergies was that people were dying, not because they discovered it in any tests. They haven't said what allergies. So Wayne with hay fever should take it or not. Kevin with a peanut allergy, should he take it or not? Which allergies? Is it every allergy? They haven't said because they don't know, Daniel, and they won't know until they get many more millions vaccinated and see the results. And hopefully they tell us the truth. Now, here's the granddaddy last night. It's discovered that 75-year-olds and older who have pre-existing conditions, that's most of them, okay, that are on some kind of medication, pre-existing conditions, they shouldn't have the vaccine. Now, hold on a minute. Who was COVID killing? Was it kids or was it people over 75? So I thought that was the sad irony of their latest discovery.
Wow.
Senior citizens with pre-existing conditions shouldn't have the vaccine. And that's the people we're trying to save here because 95% of the deaths were older people.
That is such a good point. I mean, this is so simple and common sense. That is such a – ladies and gentlemen, you want to take notes on today's show and you want to write something down to take with you, there you go. That is the most telling thought that I have heard about this vaccine. The people that are dying are the elderly, but yet now they say 80% of the elderly shouldn't take it.
No, anybody over the age of 75 or 80 with any pre-existing condition, Daniel. Well,
that's like 80.
Come on.
That's like 80%. That's like 80, 90% of them.
Yeah, it's way more than 80, that's for sure. Let's face it. The average age of life is 74 to 75 years old. And to start with, there's a reason for that. We get older, we wear out, things happen to us, and then sooner or later, no one gets out alive, we all pass. But I thought how sadly ironic that is that we're doing this for the older people. Because if you, even if you take their ridiculously inflated numbers, Daniel, and they've been proven in New York, they've been proven in Florida, except the media, and I guess the powers that be will not correct the numbers. So it's at something like 400,000 Americans. If we take out the over 75-year-olds with pre-existing conditions and use that inflated number of 400,000, do you know how many deaths you're talking about just by the percentages they've given us?
Not many.
Less than 40,000 in total. Less than an average year with influenza B. So, but nobody's doing arithmetic. It's been frustrating me so much because I do a lot of this, and I'm on shows with doctors, and I talk to PhDs every day, either on shows or the contacts I have. I have a lot of doctor friends, and it's just not adding up. So
are they as puzzled when you talk to them? Do they have the same puzzled feeling about this that you do? Like, what the hell's going on?
Well, many have come forward, Daniel, and did right from the outset of this COVID. But since then, there's groups of hundreds of doctors. The last one was 600 physicians signed a letter that this isolation is wrong. What they mostly quoted was the mental illness as the damage to children, the increased drug addiction, substance abuse, alcoholism, divorce, domestic violence is just dwarfs the harm from COVID. It dwarfs it. And these problems, mental illness problems, they're going to be with us long after COVID's gone. You know, the children, my heart aches for the children, right? From the little ones that don't know what's going on. They have no choice of their own. We're all social creatures. They love to be with other children, right up to the later childhood, playing the sports and all the things guys like you and me lived for, Daniel, in our youth. And now take the schools. They're going to school on the computer. And my best friend was the former superintendent of schools here in Ontario, and a former teammate, too. And he's admitted that the quality of education is way less than when the kids can be in the classroom with the teacher, with one another, not with a parent struggling to be a teacher. Maybe they speak English, the parent. Maybe they don't so good. So the level of education is dropping like a rock. And here's the worst thing. In Canada, they no longer fail or hold children back. They say it's bad for their self-esteem. So everyone passes into the next grade every year, whether they've done miserably or not, or done well. Now add wow. this, Daniel. Add this to it. So we'll have parts of two school years with less than good education. How are those kids going to do now when they get passed into the next grade after two abnormally less effective years?
Wow.
This can screw up their entire education.
So, you're screwing up a whole generation, really.
That's right. Not to mention the mental effects of it, isolation and not seeing other kids. And I've had my grandbabies, granddaughters, and young niece and nephew, I've had them out for bonfires on the beach three different times since Christmas. And, you know, everybody's safe. We're outdoors. But these kids light up when they see each other, Daniel. They just light up, and we humans need these connections. So it's very difficult to figure all that's going on and why the fear. And I'm not trying to make light of the deaths. I'm not trying to make light of the flu. It can be pretty nasty. But the lengths that we've gone in the world, I hope we can recover from, and I'm not just talking financially. I'm talking about this mental carnage and the carnage to humans. Biden just said it himself, 400,000 deaths, and it's caused millions unemployed, and hundreds of thousands of businesses have been destroyed, he says. So, you know, not to be cold about this, but you know, common sense has to start somewhere. So for 400,000 deaths, which aren't from COVID, some of them are with COVID, but they're not all from COVID, and you've just said that millions are distraught, out of work, and the same number, he said hundreds of thousands of businesses, which is true, have failed and those families dropped by the wayside. Maybe they have their homes mortgaged against the business for collateral. You know, I just don't get it, Daniel. I don't get it. And for what? And then this is no disrespect to the elderly, but holy mackerel. I got a feeling if you put this cost in the world down and divided it by the number of deaths in the world, we'd be blown away at the cost per death that we've, people that have died, but the actions we're taking to try and stop. And this is going to be over, in my opinion, and Jim Strauss would say the same thing, when nature decides it's over. Isolation hasn't worked. We can't hide from something that's alive outside. Masks haven't worked. So many mask manufacturers have said, no, this won't protect you against that.
Well, research is backing up, and also, you know, you're eloquently going over this lockdown situation and really putting it in perspective. Research is coming out now. Johns Hopkins, I think, just did a big study. The lockdowns do not work. They do not work, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, go ahead. We got about a minute before the break.
This is why these groups of hundreds now around the world, different groups, but hundreds of physicians and professionals and educated folks, have come out and said that this doesn't make sense, even from a medical perspective, Daniel. Forget all the other things, but they're saying that this isn't working, it can't work.
Let me stop you 1 second before the break. I have to ask you this question. Okay, you were so good going over this, and I'm sitting here listening to you. The question I have for you then is, I agree with you, then why are they doing it this way? Why do you think that they're doing it this way?
Well, my dear old grandma, long gone now, almost 50 years, used to say, and it's a common expression, that money's the root of all evil, and if you're trying to find the evil in things, look to the money. The only thing I can say, Daniel, and they keep talking about mandatory. It's apparently illegal most everywhere, like Canada and the United States, and yet they keep talking about it. And I can tell you, in Canada, the majority of the population would vote for it. Mandatory
we'll be right
vaccine.
Back. There's a break. We'll be right back, Wayne. We'll continue this. Important. More with Wayne Elliott on the other side.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the Curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 Curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 Curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Stock market is up a little bit today, 181, which I don't know what the percentage is. It's over 31,000. Not investment advice. It's my personal opinion. Wayne and I were talking at the break. How is that number legitimate? How? How can that number possibly be legitimate? And if this whole thing has been about control, one of the biggest ways to control people is financially. And the pensions, 20 years ago, pensions were tied to all kind of things. Pensions are almost exclusively, all the big ones, are really tied to stock market now. Really tied. So you want to control the pensions, you control the stock market. And we're gonna see. Gold is up 25 points, $25. $25. Silver's up 50 cents. That's a big 50 cents for silver. That's a big jump. The, just under, if you're curious, 1871 on gold, 2581 on silver. I talked to Mike over at the River City Coins there. If you want to get some gold and silver, 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. You can talk to Mike over at River City Coins. I talked to him yesterday or the day before. He's like selling out like crazy. He's selling out like crazy. He's having a hard time getting supply. I don't know what the premium is going to be on this stuff. Ammo. I talked to my friend who sells ammo. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of 9mm. If you know anything about guns, a one round of 9mm, one round is well over a dollar now. A good round for him. Well over a dollar. If you know anything about guns and 9mm, that is insane. And try to buy a gun from my friend, good luck. What does all that say? You put it all together and make your own conclusion, but people are instinctually feeling something for sure. We're talking to Wayne Elliott, just a first class health advocate, Strauss advocate. His story about his life was transformed is, really just an unparalleled saga and story of the Strauss legacy of Heart Drops and the like. It is the most profound product that we've ever sold on the Power Mall. I've said that 100 times on this show. the most life-changing that we have seen product, period. And with the other great products that we have, we'll talk about a little of them. All of them are on sale at the Power Mall with the REM Sleep, the Tranquil, the Cold Storm, the Oregano, the Kidney Support, Bladder Support, Prostate Support, CardioCom, and, of course, the flagship Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Wayne, before the break, was mentioning this question about, you know, common sense. Doctors, a lot of them have been censored, especially at first, were censored about this, but be that as it may, a lot of people are adding one and one, and they're telling us it's three, and they're like, well, wait a minute, no, it's two. This doesn't make sense. And I was asking you, putting the question back to you, why is it that this is the tack that they're taking? Why are they pushing these unreasonable, illogical things on us?
I think it's the potential $30 trillion at stake with the vaccines is one major reason. My grandma always said, look to the money if you want to find
the
evil.
Did you say 30 trillion?
30 trillion. And where that comes from is
God, the
estimate that a dose would cost $1,000 to $1,200 U.S. dollars. That first came out of Bill Gates long before there was a vaccine. So I don't know how he knew that. But then you add to it, you don't go to the local drugstore have the cashier inject you. It takes a healthcare professional. They work out of facilities. So I think it's safe when you see hospital and doctor rates today charges that if you double that figure, then do the math and multiply it by 7.8 billion people in the world, and you'll come up with 30 trillion. And that is by far the biggest deal there ever, prospective deal there ever was in the world, whether it's divided by all seven companies that get their vaccine approved or not, that is the biggest deal. That's the biggest seven individual deal there ever was in the world. So maybe it's that. You got to remember, there's 9 pharmaceutical lobbyists for every one of your Congress people in America. 9.
God.
And so they're, you know, a lot of money in that business.
Apparently.
And, you know, that could be one reason. I think, you know, a lot of this has been very convenient to get rid of your former President Trump. They've blamed him really for everything, credit him for nothing. And you know, for 4 years nonstop now, a little longer than 4 years nonstop, they've been after him. It turns out a lot of what they accused Trump of doing, some of their own was involved with. And it's kind of ironic, too. But, you know, this really suited them. And as far as your election goes, Daniel, in the United States, how convenient was it that COVID came along and that Mr. Biden could say, stay safe like me in my basement, stay home, vote.
In my basement.
We'll send you out the ballots. It was just a perfect setup for him. How could he have pulled this off without COVID?
Yeah.
So, you know, my dad always said to me, God bless him, he's gone now, but he always said everything happens for a reason. And I know it's a pretty tough pill to swallow if things don't work out very well for America in these next 4 years. But, you know, since Mr. Biden had such a unremarkable career for half a century in the Senate, he doesn't seem to be very business savvy at all. And this could really be a disaster in more ways than one. But I guess, you know, if there's a bright light, a lot of this nonsense hopefully floats to the surface. And my prediction, I hope I'm wrong, but my prediction is they will make such a mess of things financially and otherwise, lockdowns and you name it, that Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse could get in for the Republicans next time.
Well, you don't want my opinion right now. I'm not going to get, I'm just, it's a very sad day. What I do, piggybacking on what you said earlier about the vaccines, I think this is extremely important. Here's a story. It's all over the news. Barrage of new countries and airlines to adopt quote unquote vaccine passports. Several more countries have indicated they are to adopt vaccination passports, meaning anyone crossing their borders will need to be able to prove they have been inoculated against coronavirus. South Africa, among others, Europe, EU, vaccines and passports to travel. I mean, you're a healthcare advocate. You are first rate. Your experience, you've changed millions of people's lives in a health way. What do you make of this draconian measure of basically forcing people to get, you're put in a box. I mean, I guess you cannot travel, but they're pretty much forcing you more or less to get these vaccinations now.
That's what they're doing. But I'll tell you, Daniel, and I'll swear on my life again, and I don't do that lightly. I pray that doesn't happen between Canada and the United States, but I think if the powers that be get their wishes, it will. And certainly the vaccine makers hope it happens, that it's as good as mandatory. But if that happens, I'll not leave Canada again. And it makes me sad. I don't really care about going to the rest of the world, but America, I love America, and so many friends there like you and your family. Break my heart if I couldn't go there again. But if it requires a vaccine, then you'll have seen me for the last time, because I won't leave Canada. And if you have to go to jail for it, I'll just hope that I can both do radio shows and that they can't force me to have the vaccine there, because I would go to jail before I would take it. I think it's just way too risky, Daniel. There isn't enough known. And I've said on other programs, I just said it this morning on Winnipeg Radio, that Canadians may be lucky that our leaders screwed up. And our leaders screwed up because although they ordered 418 million doses between the seven companies, 418 million for 37 million people. So we ordered 11 and a half times as much as we would ever need if every person got it, man, woman, child, baby, sick, dying, if everybody
dogs.
Got it.
Don't forget the dogs, you know, the dogs and the cows.
Not the dogs, maybe, but so 11 and a half times. So we've spent 95% more money than we should have, and I imagine we'll give it away to other countries. But we're on the last list because we didn't buy licensing. We're the only modern country in the world that didn't buy the right to license, meaning manufacture it in our country. So Health Canada can't oversee the manufacturing practices. And we'll wait. Our government says they hope most Canadians can be vaccinated by October or November of this year. So it's another year of this. But I think here's the lucky thing for Canadians, if they're paying attention, if they're just not scared out of their wits, like so many are, we will get to see probably hundreds of millions of people vaccinated. The United States is on target to vaccinate 100 million people. I forget what the time period is, but it's certainly inside of 2021. And Canadians will be able to see if there aren't more dangerous side effects or deadly side effects. We'll learn if there's any more groups that shouldn't have the vaccine. And I pray there isn't. I pray it's safe for a lot of people if they want it to take it. And you know, people are angry at each other. They're saying it's selfish if you don't do this and you don't do that. I think when it comes to these vaccines, I don't think the people that don't want them are selfish. I think they're just as afraid to have it as so many people are afraid not to get it as soon as possible. So it's if fear is driving everything on both sides of the equation, including for myself, not to wish this vaccine for myself. I will not have it.
Let's talk brass tacks about that. I think in the United States, you know, and Canada too, really many parts of the developed world, there's a lot of parents who have retarded children that they know were caused by these vaccines. And if they start pushing these things pretty hard and start basically more or less forcing you, I have to believe that at least those parents, people like you, people like myself, I mean, we're just not getting it, period. I mean, they can do whatever they want. I will not get it. I am an American. I am free. I am a child of God. You will not make me get it. Do you think that there's enough people in our two countries that's basically going to thwart this effort to make everybody get it?
Well, there's 30% of frontline workers in the United States of America, apparently, that have refused it so far. And simply on the grounds that, well, wait a minute now, this wasn't tested for 5 or 10 years, nothing close to it, that we've already seen issues. Healthy people have been, supposedly healthy people, one doctor in America had it and died. He said he was a healthy doctor. People with allergies, like Daniel, what if they discover 10 more groups or 3 more groups that shouldn't have it? What if you shouldn't have it if you've got high blood pressure or diabetes or heart disease? What if it turns, and the only way they're going to find out is by death. So to me, it's, you know, I just, with the false numbers and everything, they've created this urgency. And I think most people, this is my true belief, most people would go without food for a week if they could have the vaccine that week. They've just sold it that it's, my old roommate from Miami said to me on the phone last night, you know, we were talking about all this, and he said, no, I'm not going out. I said, and he plans to get the vaccine as soon as he can. And I said, well, you know, what's your reasoning? He said, because I don't want to die.
Oh,
I said, you're a very healthy man, former athlete. Do you get sick often? No. Well, why do you think you're going to die? Well, look at all the deaths with the corona. So it's as simple, Daniel, I believe, because people aren't daft. At least most aren't. And if you do pay attention or read more, or if you watch more than CNN or MSNBC, then maybe you'd learn something more other than just be frightened. You know, now they've come up with this variant, this COVID variant. It's mutated or whatever they're saying it's done. It started in Europe, and now they've got some cases in America. And do they think this vaccine will work for that variant? Well, what was the first comments coming out of Big Pharma and the government? Well, yeah, it should work. Yeah. Yeah, it should work.
Well, that's comforting. God almighty.
You didn't know it would kill people with allergies. And you didn't know that elderly with pre-existing conditions shouldn't have it, and they're giving it to first line workers that want it here in Canada, whatever we have available, and to seniors in these residences, and in one residence, Daniel, just recently, I wish I could tell you exactly where. I don't. It could have been Niagara. In one residence, 24 elderly got the vaccine and died. So,
yeah,
I heard
about that.
When is this going to start registering with people that, wait a minute, this really isn't tried?
Let me ask you the question. When is it going to register with people that Joe Biden really isn't the president? because it's the same thing. It's like one lie after another is being physically shoved down our throat. I mean, at what point do we spit it all back up?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's distressing for me. I talked to my own dear old friend last night. He, as much as said Trump was the Antichrist, and there's never been such a divisive thing in the history of time, and in his opinion, the vaccine is like the second coming of the Lord.
Well, Trump helped get it. Trump helped push it through.
I almost died when CNN a week ago said, you know, you got to give credit to President Trump, that Operation Warp Speed. He did what nobody could have done. I almost died. And then my wife said to me, well, the election's over, Wayne. So, right.
This hour went by fast. We have to talk about, because this is vitally important. Your work with Strauss and how you represent these products. We have a question for people that we must, let's address it right off the bat so we make sure we get it in. They're buying one bottle of the kidney or one bottle of the CardioCom or what have you, and they're like, well, nothing's happened or it hasn't helped very much. Please make sure people understand this explain the 3-bottle thing and then go into wherever you want to go from there.
Okay, well, you know, a treatment really, this isn't something you have to take for life. A treatment for most people is 3 months. Now, having said that, just like Uncle Kevin and me and so many others, of course, experience with the bladder, let's say, most people will, and the kidney, most people will notice something like with their bathroom habits, not getting up as often in the night. They'll notice that within a week. But it doesn't mean you're better. And if you don't feel tip-top after a couple of weeks, it doesn't mean it isn't working either. But really, we consider a treatment to be a minimum 3 months or three bottles, Daniel. My friend Joe, I remember, for the CardioCom, he had such bad arrhythmia, he had to take it for 5 months many years ago. I took it for three.
Does it make a difference, like, if you take, you know, the kidney support is the big bottle, so I use that for example. Say I'm taking maybe a smaller dose, maybe a bottle doesn't last me a month, it lasts me a month and a half. Does that make a difference, or you need three bottles, or you need to take it a certain amount, or you know, kind of, what, does it matter one way or another?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know, if I had a condition, if I had something wrong, then sure, I'd want to take it until the condition was changed. There's no doubt about that, whether it was 3 months or, like my friend Joe with arrhythmia, 5 months. But, I would certainly take more than one bottle, Daniel. Notwithstanding, you should expect that one bottle to have done something. I just had some fabulous phone calls this morning with people that that had recovered, and it's what keeps me doing this. It's so rewarding to be a small part of it. So, you know, you got to realize other things too. There's a person's condition, there's a person's age, and there's a person's size. It always got me with pharmaceuticals when they would say adults take two, children take one. So your 110-pound grandma, who's 80, she takes two, but the 16-year-old muscular football player that weighs 175 or 80 pounds, he takes one. That never added up for me. That's not how it works with food. You can bet that football player is going to out-eat his grandma, and he has a bigger mass to start with. So when I took the Strauss products right from the outset 20-odd years ago, Daniel, I was always over 200 pounds. I'm 205 today, but in those days I was two and a quarter to 250. And so I always took extra. In those days, if it said take three capsules, depending on the formula, I would take four or five per dose. So that's another thing as well. If you're 300 pounds and you're also trying to lose weight as well, these products help with that. The poison toxins weigh, folks, believe me. And before you start any serious weight loss program, for goodness sakes, detox either before or during your weight loss so that you don't end up, after losing a lot of weight, where a larger percentage of your mass is toxin. They say the average person has 30 pounds in them, Daniel. I just had the show host in Winnipeg told me she lost 29 pounds in 2 months taking the formulas, and feels like $1 million. But she didn't do that from dieting. These were toxins that she got rid of. So if you were to lose, let's say you were 300, you wanted to be 200 pounds. If you don't detox, you'll end up where one-third more of your mass, of your total body mass, is poison and toxins. That's why so many people that lose a lot of weight don't look so good. Often their color in their face is uneven.
Yeah, they get sick.
And oftentimes they get sick, and sometimes they die because a bigger portion or percentage of them is toxins. It's as simple as that.
Well, let me tell you my experience. I think this is important for people when I was taking it. When I first started taking heart drops, now, it's not like I didn't even have a crease in my ear. It's not like I had supposed symptoms, or at least so I thought. I started taking the heart drops, and I would just take them and swallow them or put them in water. And I'd kind of, you know, it kind of helped me a little bit, but nothing really major. Then I learned from you. I got, you know, clearer. You got to put it under the tongue. This is so crucial for me. It was so crucial. You put it under the tongue, you take quite a bit, and you take it consistently and see what happens. When I did that, I began to feel stuff moving in my chest. I began to feel, you know, something was going on. It was a little freaky, to be honest with you. And then one day, it was just like I took a deep breath, and I felt like I was on a spring morning in the mountains, you know, a mile high somewhere. And I could breathe, and I felt that air, and I knew, I was like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. The exact same thing happened to my aunt. Exact same thing. And everybody that I've told this to, you gotta take them under your tongue, and you gotta take them consistently and take a good amount. You have to.
Yep.
And it
will work. Well, I remember, Daniel, I'd be lying if I said I remembered which month it was, but, near the start of taking the heart drops, it might have been month two or three, I don't know, but I'll never forget this. I was sitting alone in my house, and I felt it's hard to describe. There was no pain to it, but I felt like a rush in my chest. And whether I was completely clogged in a particular vessel or artery, or and now I had some blood flow, I'll never know. I'll never know what happened. But I've had, I don't want to exaggerate again, but I've had several hundred people tell me the same thing. And what I've just deduced in my mind was there was either very restricted or totally restricted blood flow in a vessel, vein, or an artery. And when the enough cholesterol plaque got dissolved so that there was blood flow again, I know how invigorating it is when we increase our blood flow, but that was a very strange thing that time I experienced that. And then over the years, I talked to so many people who've experienced the same. And you know, it's all good. You want 100% blood flow if you can get it, just the way you were built and designed for.
We got about a minute or so left. This has gone super quick. We always appreciate you on. We'll have you on probably, I think, next week. I think you're coming on again. Give us a rundown of the products real quick and what people should look at. And there you go.
Well, Strauss Heart Drops, Strauss Bladder, Strauss Prostate, Strauss Kidney Blood Pressure, and Strauss CardioCalm. These are cleansing products in the bladder, kidney, prostate. They kill bacteria, a real culprit in our body. So the way to reduce Schedule 8 diseases is prevent them. Get those tissues and organs clean, and just like the furnace of your car, you got to maintain it, Daniel.
Oh, what a pleasure. Wayne Elliott, it's a pleasure. ThePowerMall.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Power Hour. Stay there, Wayne.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.